other nations, Egyptians, Babylonians, Phoenicians, even Greeks, would have insisted upon a treaty of submission on the part of the barbarians. The Romans did nothing of the sort. They gave the outsider a chance to become partners in a common res publica, or commonwealth. "You want to join us," they said. "Very well, go ahead and join. We shall treat you as if you were full-fledged citizens of Rome. In return for this privilege, we expect you to fight for our city, the mother of us all, whenever it shall be necessary." The outsider appreciated this generosity, and he showed his gratitude by his unswerving loyalty. Whenever a Greek city had been attacked, the foreign residents had moved out as quickly as they could. Why defend something which meant nothing to them but a temporary boarding-house, in which they were tolerated as long as they paid their bills? But when the enemy was before the gates of Rome, all the Latins rushed to her defense. It was their mother who was in danger. It was their true home, even if they lived 100 miles away, and had never seen the walls of the sacred hills. No defeat and no disaster could change this sentiment. In the beginning of the 4th century B.C., the wild Gauls forced their way into Italy. They had defeated the Roman army near the river Allia, and had marched upon the city. They had taken Rome, and then they expected that the people would come and sue for peace. They waited, but nothing happened. After a short time, the Gauls found themselves surrounded by a hostile population, which made it impossible for them to obtain supplies.